Questions 6 through 11. Listen to a lecture in a biology class. The professor is discussing carbon.
Carbon is the basic chemical component of all organic compounds. The movement of carbon through an ecosystem parallels the movement of energy, as carbon is cycled through a number of life processes. For example, carbohydrates are produced during plant photosynthesis, and carbon dioxide is released along with energy during plant and animal respiration. In the carbon cycle, the processes of photosynthesis and respiration balance each other and provide a link between the atmosphere and the Earth environments. Plants acquire carbon from the atmosphere in the form of carbon dioxide. Through photosynthesis, plants take in carbon through their leaves and incorporate it into the organic matter of their own biomass. Some of the organic material from plants becomes the carbon source for plant-eating animals. So, when a deer eats the new leaves of a tree, it consumes some of the carbon from the tree. Respiration by all organisms, plants and animals, returns carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. The cycling of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere is essentially global. What this means is, some of the carbon and oxygen atoms that a plant acquires from the air as carbon dioxide may have been released into the atmosphere by the respiration of a plant or animal in some distant location. Carbon recycles through plants at a relatively fast rate because plants have a high demand for the gas. However, some carbon is diverted from the cycle for longer periods. This happens, for example, when carbon is collected in wood. When trees die, the decomposition of wood in the fallen logs eventually recycles this carbon to the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. Forest fires can oxidize wood into carbon dioxide much faster. Some processes, however, can divert carbon from short-term cycling for millions of years. For example, in some environments, plant matter accumulates much faster than it decomposes. Under certain conditions, these deposits of plant matter eventually form coal and petroleum that become locked away, buried in the earth for millions of years. The amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere varies slightly with the seasons. In the northern hemisphere, concentrations are lowest during the summer and highest during the winter. This is because in summer, plants reach their highest level of photosynthetic activity, reducing the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. In contrast, during winter, the vegetation releases more carbon dioxide by respiration than it uses for photosynthesis, causing a global increase in the gas. Another factor affecting atmospheric carbon levels is our burning of fuels. As I just stated, some carbon is stored underground in the form of coal and petroleum, fossil fuels. We're now digging up this carbon, which has been buried for a long time. We're burning it as fossil fuels and turning it into carbon dioxide. The combustion of wood, coal, and petroleum adds more carbon dioxide to the atmosphere. As a result, the amount of atmospheric carbon dioxide is steadily increasing. This increase in carbon dioxide is disrupting the balance of carbon in the global cycle. The consequences of this are a cause of conflict between scientists and policymakers, and we'll explore some of them when we meet tomorrow.
Number 6. What is the main purpose of the lecture? Number 7. What point does the professor make about the cycling of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Number 8. Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
Some processes, however, can divert carbon from short-term cycling for millions of years. For example, in some environments, plant matter accumulates much faster than it decomposes. Under certain conditions, these deposits of plant matter eventually form coal and petroleum that become locked away, buried in the earth for millions of years.
Why does the professor say this?
Under certain conditions, these deposits of plant matter eventually form coal and petroleum that become locked away, buried in the earth for millions of years.
Number 9. According to the professor, what factors affect the amount of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere? Number 10. According to the professor, why is the level of atmospheric carbon dioxide lowest during the summer? Number 11. What does the professor mean when she says this?
This increase in carbon dioxide is disrupting the balance of carbon in the global cycle. The consequences of this are a cause of conflict between scientists and policymakers, and we'll explore some of them when we meet tomorrow.